A top state official says the Evers administration still plans to meet financial commitments to Foxconn as needed. Also, that a key agency is about to have someone work with a Taiwan-based firm every day, as the company presumably moves ahead with projects in Racine County, Milwaukee, and elsewhere. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Hornbach has the story.
When Republican Scott Walker was governor, the Department of Administration had an employee who coordinated the interactions of all state agencies with Foxconn. In December, Walker and GOP lawmakers approved a measure to make sure the Foxconn point person in the Evers administration was appointed by the board of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. State Administration Secretary Joel Brennan says the newly hired employee, Sam Rickers, will start Monday. Brennan told a Milwaukee Business Journal forum yesterday that Rickers will have plenty to do.
He will do every day Foxconn, you know, and I think there's enough work to be done that whether it's being on site, whether it's being in communication with locals, whether it's coordinating across the administration, you know, all the things that have to be done, whether it's reaching out directly to Foxconn.
Brennan also says Governor Evers' budget proposal contains more than $200 million in tax credits Foxconn could earn in the next 15 months. If it meets targets for hiring and capital investments.
I think what it shows is the state has an obligation to do that. This was a contract that was negotiated under the prior administration. It obligates the state to uphold its end of the bargain.
Also this week, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that a new DNR review of environmental permits for Foxconn found they all meet state and federal requirements. That still leaves the question of just how much the state will have to regulate with Foxconn, as since the legislature approved a $3 billion incentive package, Foxconn has scaled back the size of the LCD screens to be produced at a plant in Mount Pleasant. Then last month, President Donald Trump said he got Foxconn to recommit to making flat screens at the facility after Foxconn said it might just focus on research and engineering jobs. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation CEO Mark Hogan told yesterday's forum the next 30 to 60 days is a fair timeline for clarity in Foxconn's plans. Sort of.
I think it is, and I think for the next 4 years you're going to be saying for the next 30 to 60 days you're looking for clarity, because that's what we've been doing for the last 18 months.
Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.